fourth quarter. Special teams kind of faltered a little bit. And for us to persevere, and we made a decision early that if we score, we're going for two. We're going for the win. Especially with the new rules the way they are, might as well go for the win right away. But so many gritty performances and plays. Correct me if I'm wrong, we didn't turn the ball over, right? And what did we get, four, I think? So, I mean, just those things, some big plays, some guys stepping up. Trevor Cardell, made some big catches. And of course, Jared Casey there at the end. You see Amari Hickson get in, and he does some things in his few carries. Obviously, Jalen Daniels. I mean, for a guy that's been, waiting in the wings, redshirting, kind of staying prepared. And that's the key to that whole thing. I think we talked about that for quite a while, is how much he had stayed locked into this thing, where a lot of guys, and he's so young, and for him to have that type of maturity is really impressive.
You said you decided early to go for two if you scored.
Is
how early,
right
when overtime started?
Right
when the overtime started.
Why was that?
Well, the way the overtime rules are, you have to go on offense first the next time, and you got to go for two. And then all of a sudden, then you get into that new rule one where all it is 2-point plays. And so you're going to go for two eventually anyway. So you might as well, what's the difference now? And, back at the last job, we went through a 7-overtime game, and, that's not, and of course, we're a young football team. We're not as deep, we're wearing down, and so you might as well just stick with the momentum.
Early part of the week, you talked about the 22 players on your team from this state, and what playing a team from this state means. And yeah, the celebration's great. But for those 22 guys?
Yeah, I would think the majority of them, of course, grew up wanting to be recruited by this school. And, I would imagine no matter how much they played or didn't play, to come here is special. Obviously, it's an outstanding tradition, outstanding facility and resources and all those things. So you come in here as, we're David and they're Goliath, and we go out there and play. And, that's been the one thing I think that I've really been impressed, and we talked about a little bit at halftime, was, we played well against OU as well, but we didn't finish, okay, and as well as we liked, and that was a heartbreaker. So for us to battle this one, at this stage of the game being 1-8, it really says a lot about these young men that we have in the locker room right now.
What can this do for you?
Yeah, it's about them. Listen to them. I mean, they've been starving. And, it's one win. It's, we got to build on it. This will be a great 24, 48 hours, but you have to keep working at it. And, either way, we got to get back to work and see if we can finish this thing even stronger. But, we haven't beat an FBS football team in this program here for a couple of years, and it's been a while. And to have some success here, we're coming back to this state next week, and we've got to be ready to play.
What's going through your mind before that last play?
I don't mean before the 2-point play. I couldn't even tell you, to be honest. I was kind of looking when the play clock operator reset the play clock before I even called the timeout. I was kind of joking. I was like, but that first, I was still trying to figure that part out. And then let's just see where this goes. It's either our athletic director, Travis Goff. I kind of gave him a look that said, hey, we're going to go for this thing. And, like I said, early in the series, I said, Andy, we're going for two. If we, we score, we're gonna win it here. He goes, I got one. And so.
Last two games, less than 100 rushing yards for the game. This time, more than 200. How much did that open up, just kind of the flow of the offense?
Well, again, you watch that first half, and it makes you feel good offensively in so many ways, because there's balance and you're doing things. I'm running and throwing, and you can see it, schematically. There's a plan there. There's thought, but when you can get going, then you go late in the game and you're trying to run clock and do things, and it's three and out, and all of a sudden it looks pretty muddy and a little ugly. But at the beginning of the game, you see when you start mixing some things and doing it, it's fun to watch, and it's fun to see us in sync and gain confidence as we go along.
What is that supposed to look like?
Yeah, that's a good question. I was like, you know, I think it was going to be the outside two receivers, and as we're trying to get out there, and so yeah, and then but they got pressure on the outside, yeah.
So it was going to be a pass.
Yeah.
I said Jared's just in there because Mason's hurt, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I told Jared that we've been underutilizing him all year. So, and since the play caller is his position coach, that'll be something I'm sure he'll address right away on Monday, that he needs more touches.
I heard out there by point spread is the biggest upset in history. What do you think that your guys did to make that possible?
Played hard. You know, we talk about, you know, we have two programs that are struggling a little bit. We talked about it last night at the hotel about, you know, we've talked a lot about effort and straining, and then we talk about pride and passion and things of that nature. And I said, you know, one thing, no matter whatever happens, nobody ever wants to have their work ethic questioned. Okay, and how bad they want to go about something. That's something you take with you in life. So I said, you know, when you go about it, you know, no matter what, and we've been talking that way even when the scores were ugly at halftime. You know, we're going to go out and play hard, and no one's going to question about, you know, how we're going about it. That's what they can't take away from us, and I think they embrace it and start to understand if just keep pounding away at things will happen.
What about Jalen today?
Outstanding. I mean, amazing. To play this well after not really getting many reps, to come in with the energy and, you know, and not just the last, but I mean, the first half, I'm kind of glancing here statistically, 21 for 30. I mean, that's amazing for that. And he was accurate. And, you know, even the one that got tipped by the linebacker in the third quarter, you know, he just got a little impatient. He could have waited for the second window open. But, I thought he was outstanding. And the other thing, if you really watch, was, you know, he doesn't get rattled. He had great command of the play clock when we wanted him to, and let clock run down. Stood out there with poise. And you know, so, again, for our first time really working with him, other than last week, in the you know, when he got forced in, it was impressive.
Anything else for Coach?
Were you happiest for anybody when you were walking back?
I'm sorry?
Were you happiest for anybody when you're...
Happiest for anybody
in your locker room that stuck it out?
I mean, if I miss guys, it's not fair. You know, you look at Kwame Lester, you know, Kyron Johnson just keeps battling. But, I mean, you could go any of those super seniors anybody that's been in this program. You know, Kenny Logan's been one that's been here for a little bit, but, you know, Kenny's like, you know, after one game he said, you know, how, you know, it's, you know, he's, losing's hard, it's frustrating, and I told him I was frustrated too. So, you know, there's only, you know, those guys have those things, and I'm really happy for everyone, and like I said, I'm happy for our fans, I'm happy for them, because in my short time, I know there's a lot of people that care a lot about this program, and there's a locker room full of guys that really care about each other. Yeah, he's played some special teams a little bit here and there, but now that, you know, when we lost Spencer Rowe for the season in last Thursday's practice, and so he's been kind of stepped up into that role from there, and other than special teams, so, yeah. So not only that, when you have a walk-on step up, make a catch like that, and it's, you know, pretty neat deal.
All right, thanks, everyone.